Chapter 14. As the airship soared through the misty clouds, Twilight studied the map she'd taken from Capper's place. Judging by the landmarks in the illustration, Twilight was fairly confident they were heading in the direction of Mount Eris, but they needed to be sure. There was only one way to find out where this ship was actually going. They would have to talk to some creature. Applejack and Rainbow Dash peered out from behind a wooden crate to assess their situation. The crew members of the airship kind of looked like giant birds, but they definitely weren't griffins. They wore black uniforms and grumpy expressions as they waddled back and forth across the deck with their boxes of mysterious cargo.
"What do you think, Twilight?" Applejack asked. "Should we just ask them to take us?"
Twilight bit her lip, unsure. "The last time we trusted someone, he tried to sell us." The other ponies nodded, considering this. None of them could quite believe they'd almost been caged and sold as goods. Suddenly, their hiding place started to shift. A box was lifted, and the ponies were seen. Staring straight back at them was a gigantic green parrot with a scowl on his face.
"Hey, Captain Solano," shouted one of the birds. "We supposed to be shipping livestock today."
A white feathered bird with a crystal peg leg hobbled forward and sighed.
"No, Boyle, looks like we have stowaways."
She appeared to be more inconvenienced by the discovery than upset. Boyle and Captain Solano looked to each other for an answer, but they both came up short. The latter whipped out a huge book and began to leaf through it. She had clearly been through this routine before.
"The Storm King's rule book says,"
Captain Solano read, then paused. She turned to the rest of her parrot crew and shouted,
"Throw 'em overboard!"
Overboard? Twilight and her friends huddled together as they braced themselves to be seized. Fluttershy kept her eyes shut and whimpered in fear as the parrots closed in. With each step closer, the ponies felt more hopeless. They were doomed!
Whee!
At the sound of the whistle, every crew member stopped what they were doing and began to trudge away.
"All right, that's lunch," Captain Solano sighed. "Come on, everybody! We get 15 minutes! Scarf it down!"
At the mere mention of food, Rainbow Dash's tummy began to rumble. It had been forever since the ponies last ate a meal, and as they were apparently not getting thrown overboard, she saw an opportunity.
Can we have some food?
Food.
Food,
Captain Solano consulted her rule book. She slammed it shut and shrugged.
Nothing here says you can't.
The ponies cheered with excitement. Their fate had changed so quickly.
Oh, thank goodness,
said Rarity, sighing with relief and silently wondering if the parrots usually had tea to go with the lunch. How delightful this was going to be! But once seated at the long table on the mess deck, the ponies were presented with big slops of gruel. No sandwiches, no fresh apples, and certainly not a single drop of tea.
Oh, what a shame!
Rarity laughed uncomfortably, sizing up her hefty portion of gruel.
I just ate several days ago.
The birds calmly chomped down on their chow, seemingly having forgotten all about the stowaway thing. Every creature was distracted. Actually, there was something off about the whole ship, as if it used to be meant for something else.
So you were about to toss us overboard,
Rainbow Dash said through a hefty mouthful of gruel. She ignored the panicked look from Twilight.
And you stopped for a lunch break?
Boyle, the green parrot who had discovered the ponies, put down his fork and slumped sadly.
The Storm King only allows us one break a day for meals. Then it's back to hauling goods.
Spike perked up.
So you're just delivery guys?
And gals?
Captain Solano said, tugging on her unflattering uniform emblazoned with the Storm King's insignia.
These aren't exactly doing us any favors.
This is perfect, Twilight realized. If they were delivery birds, then they certainly could help out. What difference were a few little ponies instead of some cargo in the grand scheme of things?
Then, can you deliver us to Mount Eris?
She asked with a friendly smile.
Sorry, Captain Solano shook her head. We do what the Storm King orders, or we suffer his wrath.
She went back to eating her food and hating her life. A moment of silence passed.
But what did you guys do before the Storm King?
Rainbow Dash pried. She knew there was more to this story, and she wasn't giving up that easily.
What's that?
She pointed her hoof at a black flag that had been covered up by a poster of the Storm King. Mullet, the first mate bird, pulled the poster back. Underneath was a flag bearing the symbol of the skull and crossbones. Rainbow Dash gasped. She knew what that meant.
Whoa! You used to be...